The Trump administration announced three major changes for the Endangered Species Act. First, a repeal of the blanket protections for species listed as threatened, the designation for species that are likely to become endangered. This repeal will make it legal for members of some of those species to be killed. Second, government officials can now limit the time frame that they consider for potential future threats, which makes it possible for them to ignore long-term threats to species survival, such as climate change. And third, the new language allows officials to assess the economic impact of protecting species, something that was never allowed before.
Administering the Endangered Species Act is an ongoing responsibility. We certainly have revised regulations in the past, but we just took advantage of this administration to do a more comprehensive review of our regulations than we've done in the past.
That was a pre-recorded statement from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Assistant Director Gary Fraser. The Fish and Wildlife Service was unwilling to talk with me about these changes or how they will affect Utah species. The changes are scheduled to take effect in mid-September. State officials from California and Massachusetts announced that they will sue to stop the changes. I reached out to the Utah Attorney General for comment and received confirmation that the office does not have an official position on the Endangered Species Act and are planning no litigation at this time. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Roden.